You're listening to the Crockpot Moms Podcast, and I'm your host, Lisa Marie. Today, I have an amazing guest with us, and I'm also going to be sharing some yummy recipes. But first, let's introduce this amazing guest we have coming on. Wow, I am so excited to introduce Caroline Carter. She's the founder and CEO of Done in a Day. And wow, she's just, not just the founder and CEO, we're blessed with all her amazing expertise, but she is a sought after expert of so much other stuff too. Practical advice, things that we all need as moms and all of men, women, all around the world, right? So let's introduce the fabulous Caroline Carter and let's get all the information from her that we need today. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. I am so excited to be an honorary Crockpot Mom today. I'm just thrilled to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, what's so great is, you have, I just brought you on. I know you're an author as well. You are just this big, amazing entrepreneur that is doing so many other things. I know you're helping women and men like home transition and the move management. That is just huge because I know when we bought our house and we had to, first of all, leave from the townhouse, this was years ago. I just remember that. That's still tragic to me. I feel death, moving, and having a baby, becoming a mom.
Well, what's interesting is that home transition is a process, whether or not we refer to it as that or not. It's a process that we all go through. And really what it speaks to is when we make the decision to sell one home and move to another. And it's the entire process of preparing your home to sell, the move itself, and the unpacking and settling into your new life. And it's a really, really emotional process for so many of us.
And financially as well, right?
Well, exactly. The unfortunate part about it is there is so much confusion and bad information surrounding the home transition process. There are too many experts telling us what we need to do and when we need to do it and why we need to do it. There's too much information.
Yeah.
I am a very basic truth teller who has always really tried to educate and empower sellers specifically. On how to make the best use of their time and money, to educate them about, look, here's the process. Here are the decisions you'll be expected to make. Expect the highs and lows. It's like being on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
You just simply have to buckle up and hang on because the ride's not over until the last box is unpacked in your new home. So I think as long as you understand the different steps that you will go through, when preparing your home to sell and packing up and, the emotional aspect, the physical aspect, the financial aspect, as long as you understand what to expect, you will be better prepared, less anxious, and more in control of a process that really affects you and your family the most.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that you wrote a book about this. So, why did you write Smart Moves?
Well, people had, my clients had asked me for years, Caroline, you really have a unique way of helping people, empowering people through this process. You really ought to write a book. And I said, yeah, okay, that's when, I already get up at 4:00 in the morning. Let me just put that on my list of things to do. As a single mother with three kids, we know what that's like just getting through an average day, let alone trying to, continue to service clients and build a business. But there came a natural transition for me, Lisa, which just happened a couple months ago, interestingly enough. It had been my goal. I'm a very goal-oriented person, and I had decided that when my littlest, my son, was going off to college, that it was a natural time of transition for me yet again.
Yeah.
And that I would move my, person, myself, our home from the Maryland area to the Florida area because I'm a beach baby.
Yes.
And I love the beach, and that's my big picture think is always at the beach. Let's head to the beach. And so it was part of my plan. And what's interesting is that I knew that was going to be the case. And I decided to write the book as I was going through my own transition. Not because I didn't obviously, know enough after having transitioned 2,000 families over 14 years, but because I wanted to make sure it was a book that I was able to write with my own truth in it. not just everybody else's truth, but my own. And so I did write the book, Smart Moves, How to Save Time and Money While Transitioning Your Home and Life. And it is a primer. It's down and dirty. It's not feel good. It is designed for sellers who are interested in making the absolute most money on the sale of their home, and strategically utilizing their time. This is for overstressed parents who want a cheat sheet from someone who is a truth teller, who has walked the walk with thousands of clients over the last 14 years. So the book really is, you know, it's become a little bit like a cult favorite, because anybody who has made the decision to sell, you know, that decision once made, you automatically have this sense of euphoria, like, oh my God, this is great, and you're looking forward. You don't really have any understanding at that point. You may remember this from selling your townhouse. You don't have any understanding of what you're going to have to go through over the next X amount of months, right? What it's going to cost, what it's going to cost in terms of your time and money, you know, and how it's going to affect your family and your pets. So that's why I wrote the book, and it really has become a favorite for so many sellers who say, just give me the cheat sheet. Don't try to sell me anything. Just give me the down and dirty. Tell me what to do. I know you have the experience. Just tell me what to do and what to expect, and I'll take it from there. And so it was written with a very, focused, high production oriented mom who is used to balancing, you know, so many different balls on a daily basis, who literally wants an expert to tell them, you know, here's what you do, A to Z, not a big deal. Here's what to expect when everybody falls apart, you know, the dog starts acting out and throwing up on the floor. It's all part of the process. So that's why I wrote it.
You know what? I did catch that, though, and I think other people, especially the animal lovers, you know, you said, you know, kind of about how, you know, how it even affects the pets. And then even
Absolutely.
How you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, throwing up, like these, you know, just buying a house, all that, that is so overwhelming. So I love that your book's kind of like it's the cheat sheet, because when you are an expert, what's cool is, you know, we get those little, like, it's like those little cheat sheet options, but you go through everything. But the thing is, you know, you don't think of sometimes the other stuff, like how does it affect me? How does it affect my dogs? You know?
Sure. No, and kids of all ages. I can even tell you, your 2-year-old, who may or may not be talking at this point, will be affected by transition, because they pick up on the energy in the home. And I have to tell you that what's interesting is that, you know, 40 million people move in the U.S. each year. And if you were to say, you know, do you know how to move? People would say, absolutely. And you know what? They would if they plan to use, like, laundry baskets and black trash bags. But, you know, a lot of us have a very complicated move, because there's also, when you move from one house to the next, you know, very often you will have pieces that don't translate.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
And you don't think of that.
You set up a house and then you move to the next house and you're like, oh my God, the sofa is, like, way too big for this room. I'm downsizing and they can't get the sofa, you know, to clear, you know, the jog and the stairs that goes upstairs. So it's really my job to make sure that I throw all these questions out there so you're prepared. You're not blindsided.
That's
neither
cool.
Your kids and neither your pets. Right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I like to manage people.
Right.
And when my friend was moving, I've had, like, a couple friends here and there move, and they would call me, and, like, I would even help. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. You got to call the school districts. Like, it was endless. It's not just, you know, buying a house. It's just even, like, you know, the process, too, when you're moving. And they're like, oh, I have movers. But you know what? It was more than just hiring movers. And I'm like,
there's no question. And we could spend an entire podcast on the moving industry, which is, you know, as we both know, let's just put it this way. They still ask you to fax your acceptance. Need I say more?
Yes.
Okay. But the point is, to understanding that home transition is one of the top 5 most stressful life-changing events, along with death, divorce, illness, and loss of a job. That's real. Okay. And literally, as I say in the book, there is no way around it, only through it.
Yep.
And you have a choice, right? You have a choice how you're going to progress through this transition. And I keep getting back to moms, because honestly, you know, with the 2,000 families that I've worked with to date, 97% of the time I'm working with the mom. And the mom is responsible for absolutely everything else.
Yes.
That you know, that marks the family schedule. Yes. From doctor's appointments to Judo lessons to, you know, and somehow, you know, God bless us all, we're able to keep all the balls in the air.
Yeah.
But this is one area where flying by the seat of your pants is really not smart. You are sure to leave money on the table.
Yeah.
You know, and I also think in this time of rapidly changing, you know, in this rapidly changing real estate market, honestly, who is going to safeguard your asset more than you? Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Right? For most of us, our house is one of our largest, if not the largest asset.
Yeah.
Everybody else has their hand in your pocket and benefits from the sale of your house. Now, there are some really excellent realtors out there, but if it's my asset, I'm going to take more responsibility. I'm going to step up. I'm going to take more responsibility to understand how to market my house so I get top dollar. I'm not going to leave a single dollar on the table. I'm going to do my research, you know, make educated choices for my family, and I'm going to power through this.
Yeah. Okay, there are so much, like, our podcast isn't that long. Like, we got to have you back because there's so many things we got to ask you. And I know you, this is just like all day amazing stuff that you have to offer. So how can we find you? Like, how can we get the book? And first of all, where's your website so these listeners can find out how to get a hold of you or and get your product services and just get your wealth of knowledge? All right, we're back from that quick commercial break, and now we're back with Caroline Carter, and her mic is ready to go. Actually, it was my mic, so I apologize, Caroline.
Oh, that's okay.
It happens. It always happens, right? Okay, so let's get back started. So first of all, where can we find you?
You can find me at Caroline Carter, CARTER.com, and across all social media channels. You can find the book, Smart Moves, How to Save Time and Money While Transitioning Your Home and Life, on Amazon. And I, Lisa, would like to offer all the Crock-Pot Moms a very special incentive.
Ooh.
For taking charge of their next home transition.
Okay.
If they purchase and read the book, send me a screenshot of their purchase of the book, put Crock-Pot Move in the subject line of their email.
Okay.
I will offer them a free consultation. Ooh. With me, specifically, none of my team, that's worth $400.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Listen, guys, it's really important for moms to empower others, and yes, I'd love to be able to share the expertise. They can just email me directly.
Okay.
At caroline@carolinecarter.com.
All right, carolinecarter.com. Now, guys, we have to cut this short today. I know we have so much stuff going on, and Caroline is just filled with so much knowledge. Thank you so much for that offer, and we're going to come back with more questions. We want to know what's
great
going on. So I think what we're going to do is we'll do a part two of this interview. Does that sound
love
good?
Love to.
Yeah.
Love to. There's so much to cover to really prepare yourself and your family for a smooth transition. I'd love to do it.
Yes, let's do that. So, okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Now, guys, you're not going to know that, you know, any time has gone by because you're this is just going on.
Yeah.
So, listen to the commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have some good stuff. Now, and really quick, we have this amazing, you came back with an amazing offer. You know, you also have your website, carolinecarter.com, and also we can find the book on Amazon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So what I think, I really think this book is a blueprint. Like, it's a blessing for a lot of people. It's really going to help you, especially if you want to get the most money out of selling your house. When, you know, I know when I went to sell it, you just are clueless, and you're going to give your biggest asset to somebody else, and you know, no knowledge.
Right.
So
and you don't want to leave money on the table, not $1.
Yeah, we need it in this world, especially us moms. And also, again, like, moving is a huge transition for children. And I know,
sure,
Caroline, when we come back, she's going to have tips on what, like, for your children. And, like, moving can be really hard for kids. And me being a therapist and Caroline being a sought-after expert, she's going to come back with some amazing content. And we're just going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with part two of this interview. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for all this amazing goodness. And we're going to also put up our links, too, all over where you can find Caroline. And this this offer is good for the Crockpot Moms. And again, Caroline, that code is, we're going to email with Crockpot Moves.
Crockpot Move in the subject line. Email Caroline at carolinecarter.com. And I will provide you, I will schedule with you directly a free consultation worth $400.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I think it'll be, you know, we'll, let's just say we'll make it good for 60 days from today.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys. So 60 days from the day that you hear this. Caroline, thank you so much. I'm going to be calling you right back, and we're going to get this started. So I got to go, guys, and you got to listen to this break, because I'm coming back with some even more good content from Caroline Carter. All right, stay tuned. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, we're back. I know that for you guys, our listeners here, basically have been listening to the podcast, but we have our next day, part two, with Caroline Carter. And I know we left off with an offer, so let's kind of bring right back into there. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. I'm great. I'm stoked to start part two.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And we got all kinds of good stuff coming our way. So let's get started with the offer. I mean, we were saying earlier in the podcast, you were giving the Crockpot Moms a special one because you're listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, moms more than anybody, and we can talk about this, need the help that I believe I can provide for them as a cheat sheet. You know, I've written the book Smart Moves, as we talked about. It's available on Amazon, and I'd like to offer each Crockpot Mom a free consultation with me to get started on their own transition strategy. All they have to do is simply send me an email with a screenshot of the Smart Move book purchase and write Crockpot Move in the subject line. I'll schedule with them directly, and that's it, a free consultation worth $400.
Wow, and that's huge. And
yes,
I think,
and
too,
this offer will be good 60 days from today.
Oh, wow. And you know what? I feel like it's worth way more. So,
well, you know what? I mean, that's how I normally start most of the time. I don't think I've ever made an offer to speak with potentially so many moms or so many people at one time. But, you know, this is what I love doing. So yeah, I'm putting it out there, and just give me a holler, Crockpot Moms. I'd love to be of service.
All right. Oh, and that is so thank you so much for that offer. And
sure.
Guys, it's worth it. And, you know, moving is a lot. I know we talked about that earlier about with the kids and the dogs. So do you have any tips about how to make moving with kids easier?
Sure. It's not just kids. It's the first thing you need to understand is, you know, who is ultimately going to be responsible for this whole entire home transition? 9 times out of 10, it's mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is why I'm so grateful to be speaking directly to your moms today. The first thing you need to do is to understand the process that you're going to be going through, the total home transition process. So what does that mean, Lisa? It means this is the process that describes exactly what you will do when you make the decision to sell one home and progress through this transition until you're fully settled into your new home. The most critical aspect of this transition is that you need to know as a mom exactly what to expect. I mean, literally, it's like jumping on a, you know, financial, emotional, and physical roller coaster. Okay, not just for you, but for your family and pets. I mean, I think we touched on in part one how everybody acts out. Everybody is affected by this. And by the way, for all the listening moms and dads today, you know, it doesn't matter how big your house is or at what price point, moving from house to house, this whole total home transition process affects all of us, regardless of location and price point. And the biggest gift you can give yourself and your family to control the chaos, right, and manage the the emotionality of moving is to be prepared, which is exactly why I wrote the book, Smart Moves. So it really is just a huge cheat sheet. You know, what do I need to do when? What do I need to be prepared for? You know, when someone in my family goes sideways, how do I handle it? The way you handle it is by anticipating it.
Yeah.
And knowing that there are going to be these emotional ups and downs.
Wow. So, and I love it. It's a cheat sheet.
And I think that the best way to start is to really change your mindset in the beginning and understand, look, I get that everybody's going to be excited to help in the beginning, but more often than not, it's one person that bears the brunt of the entire responsibility of this. And I'm going to take more responsibility and control of, you know, for some, this is their largest asset, for most of us, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take more control of that process.
Oh, I love that. Now, what's the best way for families to get organized once they make that decision to sell?
Okay. The best way is to, as I said, educate yourself. Understand that while you may work with an absolutely fabulous realtor, okay, it's not their job to help you to transition. They do not get involved in sorting the up to 300,000 items, okay, that are contained in most of our homes. Now, let's talk about that for a second. You may say 300,000 items. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is that
I have more than 300,000.
Yeah, that is a legit statistic.
Wow.
You know, that American homes contain, you know, 300,000 items. So obviously they're counting everything.
Yeah.
But mom,
every toy,
you're the only one that can make decisions about these items, whether or not you want to pack it to store, whether or not you want to move it, sell it, donate it, dump it. So you really need to focus on the highest and best use of your time.
Yeah.
We know moms are pulled. They're pulled. So figure out, understand the process and where, you know, you're going to be required to really focus and make decisions and where you can hire others or, you know, others that support, whether it's, you know, in-laws or friends or neighbors. But there are really only certain things that you can do yourself. So understanding what those are is a great place to start.
Exactly. Now, what are the most important decisions most families need, like making to make regarding the sale of their home and a move that's going to affect, you know, their bottom line?
Absolutely. Okay. So this is really critical. If anybody listening today takes away anything, it's this: the importance of removing the emotionality of the sale of your home. We talk about home, and you know, when we talk about our home, that's our safe space, Lisa.
Yeah.
We walk in and, you know, we batten down the hatches and it's where we've grown our family and we've got all this emotional ivy and pictures and, you know, we've really taken time to turn a house into a home.
Yeah.
Here's the key. In order to sell it at top dollar, you need to look at this like a house. You need to turn it back into a house and look at it like a valuable financial asset and approach the sale of your home in a business-like way. Yeah. There should be no emotion involved, because in order to sell it quickly at top dollar, you're going to need to understand what current buyers expect to see for that top dollar. And they expect perfection. So
yeah,
you
they
can
do
this. And in my book, I talk about exactly what you need to do and in which order. And you really should not be making any emotionally based decisions. Oh, I don't want to, you know, take out that rocking chair. That was, you know, Uncle Rob's rocking chair. No, there's no room for it. There's no room for it. This is a business transaction and you need to approach it that way. And you'll win every time. You will beat the competition.
Oh, I love it. And I mean, this took a long time for you to learn. I think, you know, anyone can do it, but the fact that you have this book out there that is really helping us and, you know, it helps you get through it, because there's just so much, I feel like, worries that you don't even think about too when you're moving. And also when you're selling, you know, you want the best out. And it is, like we talked about earlier in part one, that your home is your number one biggest investment, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For most of us out there. Absolutely. But you have to, you have to stop thinking of it in terms of your home. Once you make the decision to sell. You then need to, you know, stop the emotion and really look at it as an asset, and, yep. and begin with viewing it, you know, non-emotionally, internally and externally, you know, in comparison to not only other homes on the market, but focus only on your asset, right? I explain this in detail in the book, but essentially what you want to do is, you know, you want to put on the buyer's hat. And you want to go through and say, okay, look, what fast, easy, and inexpensive updates can I make to increase the visual and physical impact or the value of the bricks and mortar that I'm selling, right?
Yeah.
Because people make split decisions. I mean, we've all walked into a house at one point in our lives and said, oh my God, this is it, right? You don't even know how many bedrooms there are.
Yeah.
But there was something about that. Well, newsflash, my guess is that family or that seller took great pains to create that effortless look. It wasn't without effort. It took a lot of strategic planning and work. But guess what, folks? This is not hard. And if you are prepared for this process, okay, and you take more responsibility for it and not just look to your realtor to provide you with suggestions on how to update your listing. You know, let's be honest, there's no one more affected by this financial transaction than you are.
Yep.
Right? Everybody else has their hand in your pocket. So if you're interested in maximizing your investment and getting every dollar possible out of your home, the book is $16.99. I don't know how you could not make the investment because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And as moms, as we know, this is just one thing on our plate.
And just think, buying your book, okay, for $16.99 isn't even a percentage of what you're going to be giving away.
I've been told it's the best investment you will ever make if you're considering selling your home.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt great hearing that. But essentially, you know, I do focus truthfully on empowering, you know, moms, but also dads. And there are some dads out there that don't just show up when they need to, you know, sort their closet. They really are more involved in the process, but not everybody's that lucky.
Yeah.
Right? To have a partner that, you know, puts their money where their mouth is. So in my experience, transitioning over 2,000 families, it was more often than not the mom who was charged with the responsibility. And we were able to strategically and emotionally partner with her again to make the most, you know, the highest and best use of her time and her focus, because she doesn't have much of it.
Yeah. No, because there's so much going on, and like just the move alone, that is a lot. It is overwhelming. And just keeping your household together, and then the process of moving and selling there's a lot of emotions, and like you said, it's physically and emotionally and financially draining.
Absolutely. And you know what? Yeah. No one has, one of the reasons why I wrote the book is because no one has any idea how much this entire process will cost until they look back.
Yep.
You have no idea. So I've written the book as a primer to walk you through all of the different phases of transition and the costs associated, so that you're not blindsided.
Yeah.
You know, like anything else, preparation is key here. You know, and this, I just think that it's something that, you know, moms that are interested can really understand the concept of, guess what? It's not about you in this case, mom. It's about the buyer. And you need to learn what the buyer expects and how to position your house to speak to that buyer.
Yep.
No one is more interested in providing the smoothest, most financially, you know, favorable transition than a mom who wants to know what to do, when to do it, and how to save her time and money and reduce the anxiety for her family. So,
sure.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm really, really thrilled to speak with you and your, you know, crockpot and moms out there.
Yes, yeah. We have 1.1 million moms all around the globe.
God, fabulous.
And how many people move a year?
You know, that's really interesting. There are a couple of statistics we should talk about. So the USA Today reports that 40 million people in the U.S. move each year. But here's an even better one. The U.S. Census Bureau says that the average person in the U.S. moves 11.7 times throughout their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
I could believe it. Even like college, every year just alone, I would move, or even sometimes every semester. You never know what your leases are. Yeah.
Right. And when you're younger, moving is no big deal. I have people say to me all the time, hey, I know how to move. And guess what? You'd be right. If you're talking about moving with black trash bags and, and you know, laundry bags.
Or just moving one room. Because remember, in college, some of us just had one room.
That's exactly right. And you know what? You really didn't care. You didn't have anything of great expense and import. Hey, moms are trying to sort and organize and pack
everybody
kids' mementos. And they've got to remember. There's so many things for them to remember that's why I reduced it to checklists.
Yeah.
Because I take the guesswork out. This is a discoverable process.
I love that you have checklists in there.
Go ahead.
You have checklists in there?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. And the moms that are prepared to understand how this is going to affect their family and what to expect and what it's going to cost. They're the moms that are going to sail through. They're the moms that are going to win.
Oh, right? Yeah.
This is a game. Real estate's a game.
And I always tell people I always say, hey, find like a mentor, find somebody that has been through it. So when you go to do something, they have been through those detours, they have been through those roadblocks, and they've been through things that you don't know. So what I love about your checklist is it's cool because you already think you may know all this stuff, but then going through your checklist, you're like, oh, wait, okay, I need that. Oh, I got to do that. Like, I never thought about it like that. So very cool.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I am your emotional partner throughout the writing of the book. And I can tell you two things. One is read the book. The second is Home Depot will have absolutely anything and everything you could possibly need throughout the course of your transition.
Okay.
That is the honest to God truth. And you can understand that over almost 15 years now, it is 15 years, how many different retail establishments I have been in repeatedly. And I have found, I'm just a Home Depot lover because I like one-stop shopping. I like a list and I like to bang it out.
Me too.
You know, my time is valuable too.
Yep.
So, you know, and I think also that, you know, moms can do this. If you have the right mindset, and you approach this like a project, we are killer with projects and a deadline. So, you know, this is a primer.
Yeah, projects and a check. Like, that's all. All day long, I have checklists. And even doing new things, I have checklists, or even with my kids. And so the fact that you have checklists you've already done and checklists that we need, I love it. So the top 5 mistakes most sellers make and how to avoid them.
Okay. That, you know, that's a biggie. The first one is that you need to understand that this is not, the sale of your home is actually not about you. It's about the buyer. And this is where the emotionality comes in. You know, well, you know, my yellow kitchen, my mother helped me paint that. I'm not going to change that. I love yellow. Well, guess what? It's not about you. You've enjoyed it for the many years that you've lived there. But when you decide to sell your house, it becomes a marketable asset, and it's like a box of cereal, right? You need to know exactly who that cereal is appealing to, and when you know that, right, if it's Count Chocula and you're appealing to, you know, a six-year-old boy, you're going to know placement on the shelf, you know, the height of the placement based on how tall this average child is. You're going to know what colors he likes. You're going to know, right? It's the same thing when selling a house. Understand your buyer and speak to them. Okay, that's number one. Number two, this is a biggie. This is great. Believing your house is the exception to the rule. Okay, there are no exceptions to the rule. There are very few. Because once you get out of the main rooms of a house, I can promise you, I've been through very few homes from, you know, $200,000 houses and condos to $12 to $15 million mansions once you leave the main rooms that people, you know, typically keep very clean and pristine and organized and so forth, okay, it can all fall apart. The house, interior and exterior, has to be evaluated, assessed, right? Mm-hmm. So that everything that beeps, screeps, squeaks, you know, doors that don't open, they all have to be addressed, because guess what? Today's buyers, they want perfection.
Yep.
And if you're, you know, unfortunately, those of us who have not updated the kitchen,
it's like they look for mistakes, you know, you look for, like, as I know, even when we went through the process, like, you just, I remember even people in your ear, they're like, make sure you check this, make sure the railings aren't even wiggly. And you're like, what? Like, make sure the knobs. And I'm like, those are replaceable. But like, you get in your head.
And people will say, hey, I'm not replacing that carpet, even though it has pet stains and, you know, where my child threw up his amoxicillin and you know, it's still a little bit orange. No. Replace it. Number three is not removing your personal footprint. What's our personal footprint?
It's like our pictures.
Yeah, it's everything that we've done to make this house our home, including the walls of family photos and our particular color choices and design choices and, you know, the number of personal photos and bric-a-brac and gewgaws that we've collected. Put them all away. Consider this process one continuous process, meaning when you've decided to sell, you're going to prep your house and pack to move at the same time. They are not two separate processes. You're going to consider them one continuous process. And I talk about that a lot at the in the book, because essentially, when you are done with the total home transition process, you will be 60% packed to move.
Wow.
What does that mean to you as a seller? What it means is that if you do get an offer with a quick close, but it's a great offer, you're going to be able to act on it, right? So you're front-loading the process. So number four, not conducting an interior and exterior buyer assessment. Again, this is not emotionally, and the checklists are in the book, not emotionally going through the interior of your home and the exterior of your home to figure out where you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where does your house visually and physically rate? Don't worry about anybody else's house in the block. We don't care about their house. You know, realtors talk a lot about comps, and I wouldn't go, you know, I wouldn't get too worked up about that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's only data. Focus on making your asset as visually and cosmetically appealing to today's buyer as possible. Okay? And then number five, believing that a potential buyer will see the value in your home the way you do. They won't. They absolutely will not. Okay? Because you're not there to say to them, oh, look at this little special place. We love this. The kids had a fort here. Nobody's talking at them. So essentially, that's serious. So essentially what you need to remember is that the bricks and mortar that you're selling has to tell a story. It has to speak for itself, right?
Oh,
you have to be able to see the width and depth of rooms, the play of light, you know, the state of the color of the paint, the quality of the flooring.
Yeah.
All of this is critical.
Ugh.
It's really critical.
And you know what else is critical, you know, is buying your book. Now, guys, I know that we have not so much time. We got to have you back again. Like, this has been so much fun. Of course, we're going to finish the podcast today. And it's a little bit extra long because she is a sought after expert. And I just felt like that's why I wanted to do part two, because I know moms were always on the go. And when you're moving, it is the biggest transition, I feel, one of the biggest ones of your life. Not, you know,
totally.
Of course, having the babies and also, you know, all of that other jazz, but moving with the kids. And on top of that, you are a huge investment. Thank you so much for your wealth of knowledge. We got to have you back here at the Crockpot Moms. We want to do a check-in, and I'm sure
I would love it, and really, I'll reiterate my offer. I want to hear from the Crockpot Moms. I really do. If I can be of service, I would love to be. You can email me at caroline@carolinecarter.com. find me on all the social media channels. I'm an early riser, so anybody who's an early riser can get me early in the morning. I'm looking forward to it very much, and I hope to be of service.
Wonderful. And one more time, your website is?
CarolineCarter.com. And the name of the book is Smart Moves, How to Save Time and Money While Transitioning Your Home and Life, and it's available on Amazon.
All right, guys, and when you want that special offer that she offered today, you are going to put in that subject line, Crockpot Moves. That's your special code to get a $400 offer with Caroline, and I just think that is so cool, and I think it's worth way, way more, but that was a huge gift from us. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to come back with a quick commercial break, and when we come back, it will be yummy recipes, and also, as well, we're going to be having some more awesome interviews next week, so stay tuned, and thank you again, Caroline, for being here. You rock, and
thanks, Lisa. I really appreciate it, and thank you, moms. I look forward to hearing from you.
Heck yeah, and on top of it, too, I wanted to share one more thing. You have an article as well that we're going to be sharing on the Crockpot Moms page. So not only are you guys listening to this podcast are going to get an amazing offer, she also is going to be sharing with us some also amazing articles from her website too. So thanks, Caroline, for that. We appreciate it. And
sure.
Yeah, you're rocking it. Good luck with everything, and we can't wait to have you back. Guys, stay tuned, and we'll be back with a yummy recipe.